Blog Talk Radio.
You can touch high and low, no matter where you go. You won't never find nobody like the Lord. You can touch high and low,
it doesn't matter
how you go. You won't ever find nobody like Jesus. You won't ever find, there is nobody like Jesus. You won't ever, ever, ever find. He's the same yesterday and forever. There is nobody like Jesus. You won't ever, ever, ever find. Who can save you?
Jesus.
Who can raise you?
Jesus.
There is nobody. You won't ever, ever, ever find. Who can save you?
Jesus.
Who can raise you?
Jesus.
There is nobody like Jesus. You won't ever, ever, ever find.
Nobody like Jesus. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Put your hands together. If you know there's nobody like Jesus, come on. Nobody.
Nobody like Jesus.
Yep.
You won't ever find.
Nobody.
There is nobody like Jesus. You won't ever, ever, ever find. Who can say? And forever, there is nobody like Jesus. You won't ever, ever, ever.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome this morning to the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, the birthplace of gospel music. We are so excited that you have decided to join with us today. I know we might be few in number, but there's still a praise in the room. There is still a praise in the room, and that's what we came to do. We are so grateful for those of you online watching right now on YouTube and Facebook. Do us a small favor. Hit that share button. Let the world know that you tuned in to the birthplace of gospel music.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Nobody.
Nobody like Jesus. You won't ever find.
There
is nobody like Jesus. You won't ever, ever, ever find. Who the same yesterday and forever. There is nobody like Jesus. You won't ever, ever, ever find.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us go to the word. Our scripture text today, if you're able to stand, our scripture text today comes from the book of Acts. The book of Acts chapter 16, very familiar scripture. Acts chapter 16, Acts chapter 16, starting at the 25th verse. Acts chapter 16, starting at the 25th verse. Real simple, real simple. Acts 16, chapter 16, verse 25, and it reads, "And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed." 27 says, "And the keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself supposing that the prisoners had been fled.
Yes.
28 says, but Paul cried out with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas. Verse 30 says this, and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. Lord God, we thank you for another Sunday. God, all we want today, God, is for you to have your way today, God. God, have your way in this place, God. God, do what you do in this place, God. God, let us give you a resounding praise and a resounding worship on today, God. Let everything that is done today be to the glory of God. We pray now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Yes, you brought me from a mighty long way. You've been my mother. You've been my father. You've been my sister. Lord, my brother too. You brought me, yes, you brought me from a mighty long way.
Anybody know he's brought you from a mighty long
yes,
way?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm going to ask you again. I only heard one or two people. Does anybody know that he's brought you from a mighty long way? Hallelujah. 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 Once again, we welcome you to Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. We only have a handful of announcements. And when I say a handful, that means one or two. real quick, we want to definitely make sure that today, if you did not were able to do it last week, as we were told last week, Stanley Stovall and Susan are going to Atlanta, right. They're going to Atlanta for a musicians conference, and everything has been taken care of. They took care of their flight, and the church is taking care of their stay, their hotel room. But we're asking if you have something to give. I know some people gave directly to them last week. If you have something to give, go ahead and do that directly with them to see them, seek them out, give them a little something, a little lunch money or a little something like that while they are in Atlanta. That's one thing. The other thing is Bible study is still on hiatus until September. We come back the first Wednesday in September. The first Wednesday in September, we are back. Definitely keep Pastor Person and the rest of the family in prayers. He is, I believe, still out of town. And so keep him in prayers as well as leading Lady Pam and her family and everything that's going on with them. Keep them in prayer as well. Again, thank everybody again for what you did last week with the vendor fair last weekend and everything else. And I know we had some guys here yesterday. Thank you. I believe Deacon Mayberry and Deacon Taylor were out in our lot because people used our lot yesterday for the Bud Billiken parade. So thank you for them. The guys come out. They've been doing it faithfully. And so we thank you for them and everything that they have been doing. I don't have any more announcements. Amen. Amen. We're going to continue with worship. Amen.
Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Truly, I thank and praise God for another opportunity. I think, or maybe I shouldn't think, that some of us are here for some form of entertainment, but I promise you, I'm not here to entertain you. We're not here to entertain you. We're here to lift up Jesus and all that he's done for us. My soul right now cries hallelujah, and I thank God for saving me. I just want to thank you forever and ever and ever for all. Make it personal. He's the one of yourself right now for me.
Blessings and glory and honor.
me. I just want to thank him forever and ever and ever for all you've done for me.
For you and me.
Well, that blessing, that story, Jesus, oh, bless me.
Ah,
I just want to thank you forever and ever and ever for all he's done for me,
for you and me.
Blessings and glory.
Blessings and glory, they all belong to you. Blessings and glory, they all belong to you. We did have one more announcement before we move to our offering. Just waiting on the actual date. Might be today, but I'm going to give you this. It's the graveside service for Sister Betty B. Smith. It's going to be at the Lincoln Cemetery. That's at 12,300 Kedzie Avenue. That's in Blue Island, Illinois. 12:45, you're going to meet the hearse at the main gate. The service will be from 1 to 2 p.m. And then at 3 p.m., the repast will be at Maggiano's on Clark Street. I'm just trying to verify the date. We're just waiting to verify the date. I will get you that date before we get out of here. And for those of you watching online who may want to attend, again, that's the graveside service for Betty B. Smith at the Lincoln Cemetery, 12,300 Kedzie Avenue, Blue Island, Illinois. Meet the hearse at 12:45 at the main gate. The service will start at 1. It's from 1 to 2 p.m. And the repast will be at Maggiano's on Clark Street at 3 p.m. Amen. Amen. Blessings and glory, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. Amen. It is offering time, as I stated earlier. I did not make mention earlier. Amen. Amen. We got a worshiper who knows that offering is also worshiping. Amen. We did not mention those friends of Ebenezer, you guys who have made your promises or pledges. You have made those. We are asking that you would continue to do what you need to do in those areas. If you have not already done so, please, please, please go on our website. It is on the EbenezerBronzeville.org website under Friends of Ebenezer. You can go there and get all the information you need about that process. We have a great, great task. And I'm going to say it like this. The sooner we get that one done, the sooner we can work on the next one, which one more time is getting some air of salvation in this church. Amen. That's the next one. As soon as we get that one done, we're going to get some air in this building. Amen. That's going to be Wednesday. The date is now Wednesday for Betty V. Smith's services. Thank you. Real quick. Wednesday, August 17th. One more time. Wednesday, August 17th. I have to say it when I see it, otherwise I forget. Wednesday, August 17th for Betty V. Smith service. I'll make the announcement again at the end of the service in case somebody missed it. But again, friends of Ebenezer, we know what we're asking you all to do. Members of Ebenezer, you know what you asked to do. You know what you promised to do. And we're expecting that as well. But it is offering time. It is offering time. Again, it is your opportunity to give back to God. Not giving back what you owe, because we could never pay that back. Amen. I'll say that again. We could never pay him back, but it's your opportunity to give back something, give back something for the furthering of the work of the ministry. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you in advance. Lord God, we thank you now, God, for both the gifts and the giver. God, we ask right now, God, that you would multiply whatever it is that we get today, God. Multiply it even 100-fold so that the work of your kingdom can continue here at Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. We pray now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We'll be right back.
together and running over. Sometimes I think, you know, I tell y'all all the time that words matter. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. That's saying something. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Amen. It is that time of the service. We thank you in advance for all of you all who gave. Those of you online who gave, that I did not give the ways to give information. I just remembered that in my brain because I got trying to do too much at one time. But thank you for those of you online. I know the graphic was up, so you all online saw how to do that. It is prayer time. Prayer time. And we call it altar call or intercession. And so we have this extensive list of people that are asking for prayer. And what I tell people is, if you say you're going to, I'll give you a quick lesson on intercession. Intercession means that I'm going to stand in the gap, and whatever you can't take, I'll stand and take it for you while you're going. So we need to be careful a lot of times when we say to people, I'll pray for you, I'll stand in the gap for you. When you're standing in the gap, that means I'm willing to stand in front of whatever is coming for you or whatever is coming after you. I will stand for you even when you cannot. So if you're able to stand, I want to do this, I know we're still practicing some stuff, but I just feel like if you want to stand up, you can. Stand up for somebody. I want to read the names off the list. It is an extensive list. Now watch this. Everybody on the list ain't sick now. Let me be clear. Everybody on this ain't sick. They just want some prayer. They just want some prayer. Truth be told, all of our names could go on the list. Truth be told, come on now, if you was real honest. Truth be told, all of our names could be on the list. But I'm just going to read the names. We're praying for Lainey Elms, Lindsay Mayfield, Marguerite Jones, the mother of Reginald Jones. We're praying for the cousin of Bethany Simpson, Doris Robinson, Deacon Chester Coleman, Elise Ann Willie Green, Alfred Moore, Kenneth Sexton, son of Vivian Peake, Al and Mary Burton, Shirley Anderson, Reverend Mary Grant, Sarah Billups, Mary Alexander, Rosa Conway, Gladys Evans, Janice Carr, Reverend James Thompson, Albert Cheney, son of Aretha Cheney, Angela Williams, daughter of Patricia Hatcher, Doreen Driver, friend of Gail and Juanita Cooper, David and Bernetta Pearson, parents of Dr. Pamela Pearson, Michael Jones Jr., and Tyra Lawson, friends of Dorothy Gibson and family. Praying for our own Deacon James Smith, who is, as always, in the building. Praying for Sister Minnie Pegg, who's at the Charter Nursing Home. Praying for Karen Hollingsworth, Ernestine Rowe, Terrell Blevins, Tracy Hill, Chandler Hill, Laura Eddings, Jaleesha Eddings, Maisie Jordan, Cheryl Rose, Lisa Maxine Butler, Wanda Kimbrough, Freddie Roy, Gladys Sibley, Aunt Obalina Jackson, and we're praying for Warren Bingham, the sound installation gentleman that did all the work here at Ebenezer. We're praying for him as he is in recovery and doing quite well. We're praying. While we're praying, if you have somebody whose name was not on the list, keep them in the forefront of your mind as we pray. Keep them in the forefront of your mind as we pray, because sometimes it's your prayers that get people through. Keep them in the forefront of your mind. Let's pray.
You, not past, past the
life. Lord God, we come, Lord, just to say thank you. God, we're praying right now, God, for so many who have a need, who have a desire, a want. God, we're praying now for every name that was called out. God, we're praying for every name that might have been typed in the chat right now. God, we're praying, God, right now, that the desires of their heart would be met, God. For those that were praying for healing, God, we're praying right now. For those that were praying for deliverance, we're praying right now. God, there are some who are standing and there is need of a breakthrough, God. For them, we're praying right now. God, you said in your word that the prayers of the righteous, availeth much.
Pray now.
We're praying, God. We're praying. God, we know we don't always do it right, but God, you said in your word, God, that you would never leave us nor forsake us. So, God, we're praying right now. God, we're praying, God, that these people who are on this list, whatever it is that they are in need of, God, we're praying that you would show up right in their situation, God. Show up right in their darkest time, God. Show up on their job. Show up in their household, God. Show up in their family. Show up in their finances, God. Give them peace of mind wherever they may be in their walk, God. We're praying. God, there's some folks in the room, God, who have not expressed outwardly what they're praying for, God, but you know what they need. So, God, we're praying for those even right now who sit in silence, God. We're praying, God. God, we have members who are not here, who haven't been here, God, but we're praying, God, because we know that you are God who is omnipresent, so you can be here and there at the same time. We're praying, God. We're praying for you. We got folks in the church, God, whose families are in need of a spiritual healing right now, God, and a physical healing right now, God. God, we know that there's still a balm in Gilead, God. We know that the blood still works, God. So we're praying. We're praying, God. God, that your will be done. And that whatever that will is, God, we're praying for the strength to be able to accept it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're praying. God, we're praying for those people out on the street right now, God. We're praying for those young men who are carrying guns right now, God. We're praying for them, God. We're praying, God, that you would give them a light, God. I know they're going through a difficult time, God. I know they're struggling right now, God. They feel like they don't have anything else, God. But, God, we're praying for them. We're praying for them. God, we're praying for the victims of gun violence. God, we're praying for them. God, we're praying for our city right now, God. We're praying for the homeless people, God, who are living right now under bridges, God. We're praying right now, God. We're praying for those in Penn City right now who don't know where the next meal is coming from. We're praying right now, God. We trust you, God. Even when we can't trace you, we trust you. We're praying right now, God. In Jesus' name, we're praying. Hallelujah. Every heart say amen. Come on, sing a little bit more of that.
Amen. Everybody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You've got to give God praise.
Amen.
This is a dear, dear, dear song to me. It's my worship. It's for real. You don't know my story. And you know what? You can't feel my pain. What I had to go through to get right there. I just come to tell you that God is for me. And I want my worship to be for me. I've had some real struggles. 90 years old Friday, and my five brothers and I decided that we wanted to give my mother a formal party. And you know how families can be, and some people pull it this way, some people pull it that way, and I had to stop and just let go and let God, let him figure it out, because he is always and I stand here before you today letting you know that God is going to make it a success. If God said it, I believe it, and that's it.
Hallelujah.
I said, Lord, I love you.
Lord, I
Lord, I love you.
Lord, I love you.
Lord, I love you.
My worship.
Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
My worship.
Hallelujah.
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 My worship is for me.
God of praise right there.
All right.
I'm talking about the true worship. I'm talking about my true worship. Those that can worship him in spirit and in truth. If your worship is for real, if your worship is for real, if your worship is for real. our scripture text today comes from the book of Acts.
Yeah.
Read the entire scripture earlier. Acts chapter 16 verse 25. You don't have to stand this time. Acts chapter 16 and verse 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Somebody just say, heard them.
Heard them.
And suddenly there was a great earthquake, and so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. I'm going to just stop right there. I was in the process of maybe Wednesday. I thought Wednesday evening, I thought I was done with my sermon for today. I was good. And then Thursday happens, Friday happens, Saturday happens, and then God says, no, I'm going to let you do something else. And so because I not want to be, I choose to be obedient. Because I choose to be obedient, I have to go where he leads me. And so I was, had a lot of stuff going on this week. Spent my last week at my old school, and then Tuesday I start at my new school. So it was difficult because I had some good relationships there with some teachers. But it was necessary for me to move to this next place where God is allowing me to go. So a lot of things are, my heart is heavier in some areas about that. But then I started, while I was up last night trying to put the finishing touches on what I thought was something else, I started just looking at, I don't have a hymn book at home, so I have a website that I go to, and I just look at old hymns, and I like to read the words. And then I've always wanted to know what the people were going through when they wrote it. The song Precious Lord, we know the story here at Ebenezer about Thomas A. Dorsey and what happened with his family. But I was looking at this other song. You can play that, Marion. Come on, turn it up a little bit. Yeah. I was looking at this thing. So let me just read what I found, and then we'll, I promise y'all I'm going to preach it. We ain't going to be up here all day. Little history. In the great Chicago fire of 1871, Horatio Spafford lost everything he owned and made plans to move to Europe, move his whole family to Europe. So he booked a trip on a big boat, ship, on passage to Europe. Something came up here. He was here in Chicago. Something came up here in Chicago so that he would be delayed, but he went ahead and sent his family forward. History tells us that the ship carrying his wife, and his four daughters collided with another ship in the middle of the ocean, and the vessel sank, sending his four daughters to the bottom of the ocean. His wife, however, was rescued. And when she got to a safe place, she telegraphed her husband, because he didn't have telephones yet. She telegraphed her husband the awful news. He then left Chicago to go be with his wife, and he got on another ship. And while they were out on the water, while they were out on the water, the captain called for him and said, I want you to see where the shipwreck was. While they were passing over the spot where the accident happened, Spafford took out a pen and a little piece of paper, and he wrote these words while he was grieving. He said, when peace.
Come on, Reverend. Come on, Reverend.
He said, when peace, like a river,
attendeth my way. He said, when sorrow, when sorrow like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. He took the worst experience of his life and turned it into a hymn of praise. I said all that to say, the subject of today. Whew. Oh my God. Our subject today is real simple. Is what happens at midnight? What happens at midnight? What happens at midnight? I read that. It's a powerful hymn. That's why I came in. I went right to Mary and Susan. I said, I know y'all got something planned already for the sermonic, but as soon as it's over, just play It Is Well. A lot of times we hear this song at funerals. But you don't need to be at a funeral, because believe it or not, it's actually a hymn of praise. Oh my God. It's actually a hymn of praise. Meaning whatever I'm going through, it does not matter. Because I'm connected to him, it is well with my soul. Come on, all right, let me. Real, I'm only going to be up here for a minute. In this scripture of Acts, midnight, it's the darkest hour. I don't care where you are, midnight, it's the darkest hour. It is the end of the day. It is a turning point. Midnight is when the testing of the will of God takes place. This is when your testing takes place. And what we found in this scripture in the book of Acts, you should read the entire chapter of Acts chapter 16. Paul and Silas receive a call from God to go to Macedonia. They receive a call to go to Macedonia and to go to Europe with the gospel that they had learned. And when they got there, they baptized, you know the story, they baptized Lydia, and things were starting out really, really good. Then all of a sudden they ran across the little girl who was possessed with a demon. And the folk were using her to make money. They were using her as entertainment, and people were paying to see her demonic actions. Well, Paul showed up and Paul said, No. See, I've walked with Jesus. Paul said, I'm going to get the demons up out of her. So Paul prayed and laid hands on her. And the minute she was healed, Paul did a good thing. But the folks who was making money got mad. Isn't it funny how when something good happens for you, somebody else get mad? Oh, y'all just don't let that. I'm like, okay. All right. Must just be me. In short order, they found themselves in trouble with the law. Mm-hmm. And then they're beaten and they're thrown in jail. And midnight is falling upon them and it doesn't look good at all. But I can help somebody for a few minutes. God would not call someone to such misfortune. You wouldn't think that God would call somebody or allow somebody to go through such misfortune. But watch this. Midnight means it's a crisis that all of us face in those times when we feel that it can't get any darker. Has anybody in the room ever had a midnight experience? Have you ever been in a place where you felt like it just can't get any worse? And it's so bad that the problem that you're facing, it's just keeping you up at night. You just can't go to sleep. You're pacing the floor, and every 5 minutes you're glancing at the clock, and it's getting closer and closer to midnight. But I want to tell somebody that God does his best work in the midnight hour. So how do you react when it gets bad? That's the key. How do you react when you're in that horrible situation? Well, our Bible tells us that the men of God prayed. Watch this. They prayed and they called on. Now, you got to recognize that Paul and Silas, because of who they were, this ain't the first time that they had to pray. This ain't the first time that they chose to talk to God. You had to know, because they were walking with him, they talked to him often. But this is the first time they were in a midnight situation. And when, let me tell you, when you're praying to God on a normal basis, everything is fine. But when your back is up against the wall, your prayer hit different. Okay. Watch this. Watch this. They had never been through something like this before, and they had to have some help from heaven. You can call on God anytime, but sometimes it's more of a sacrifice that will glorify God when you call on him when you're at the end of your rope. So these men of God, they praised him. And in times like this, watch this. This is where you divide the sheep and the goats. Oh, yeah. This is where you divide the sheep and the goats, because the sheep know their master's voice. Goats run off and shrivel up in a corner and go and hide in the corner, but a sheep knows his master's voice, and those sheep will cry out to God in their distress. They will cry out in their distress. Watch this. But I'm looking this morning for a man or woman of God who will praise him in their darkest hour. Job 1 and 21 says this. Job 1 and 21, he said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, the Lord hath taken away. And then he said this, but blessed be the name of the Lord. How many folk can say that? You lose everything, but blessed be. Can I paraphrase Joseph and insert the brother we just talked about, Horatio? You can take everything, but it is well with my soul. Psalm 34 and 1, David said it like this. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth, even when it don't feel good. I will bless the Lord at all times. This praise, even when it hurts down on the inside, even when I feel like I can't go forward, I can't go back, when I feel like I'm stuck, I will bless the Lord at all times. See, why it's so important that we have prayer and that we have praise is because you have what I like to call an unseen audience. See, we see you in here on Sunday morning. We all see you on Sunday morning. We see each other on Sunday morning. But see, they were down in a dungeon. If you read your history and read your Bible, they were thrown into the darkest, nastiest part of the prison. Yeah, so they were thrown down into the prison, and they were in the darkest spot, the most secluded section, isolated from general population, isolated from the other inmates. But watch this. Other people heard the commotion. And they were paying attention to what happened. This is why we push you to praise God. This is why we implore you to lift your hand. This is why we ask you to give God glory, because other people need to hear what you're praying and who you're praying to. It ain't always about you. It's not always about you. Watch this. Your praise ain't about you. Oh, God. Because you have to be careful, because see, there are other people who may not even know or may not even see everything, but they hear. And they're waiting to find out all about your actions and reactions to this dilemma going on in your life. When we get down real quick, I told you I'm almost done. When they got down, and in verse 26, it says, suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and all of the bands were loosed, and the doors came open. Watch this. They escaped while they were in prison. Don't miss the thought. They escaped while they were in prison. Y'all don't, okay, let me help you. It was not an escape out of prison. Mm-hmm. God had another plan. Watch this. They didn't run when the door opened. God opened the door and they stood still. Watch this. Then the prison keeper saw them and heard them and ran down to see what it was. And Paul and Silas were led out by the prison keeper. They didn't escape. He let them out. Oh, my God. Okay. He led them out of the prison, watch this, with protection and blessing. Because when he saw and heard what happened around him, he ran to them asking, what must I do to be? Now, that doesn't happen if you sit silent. See, Paul and Silas could have sat in jail saying, oh, woe is me. And watch this. If you read that scripture, they never prayed for freedom. They never, they never prayed, God, come get me out of this. What they did was they just praised him while they were in it. Watch this. See, you don't have to always go and try to do everything. How much better is it when we just let God work it all out? And then watch this. It was so good to them that they even received free medical treatment out of the deal. The prison keeper washed up their wounds and took care of them and took them home, made sure they were fed, they were treated well. Can I help somebody? God will honor and minister to your needs when you do things his way. I say that again. God will honor and minister to your needs when you do things his way. Here is the part now. You say, well, you got delivered. I'm going to help somebody today. You were delivered to deliver. You were delivered to deliver. Watch this. You were delivered to deliver somebody else who might be going through. See, the earthquake, when you read it, the earthquake was great proportions. The Bible said that the foundation shook and the doors came off the hinges and the chains broke and the shackles came off all the prisoners, but the roof did not cave in. There's a reason for this now. See, the Lord was concerned about Paul and Silas. The little miracle was setting them free from their trouble and their trial. But the bigger miracle was that their freedom was a means to ministering to somebody else who was in need. Y'all just missed it. Their miracle was a means for them to minister to somebody else who was in need. Watch this. That didn't even know he had a problem. The prison keeper didn't know that he had a problem. He didn't know that he needed to know who God was, but he found out in that experience because he heard this miracle happening down in solitary confinement. He heard it. That's why it's so important that you give God praise. That's why it's so important that you not be fearful of what you may look or sound like. Just give God the praise that you owe him. God will give you an opportunity when he breaks the chains off. He gives you an opportunity when he takes those things away. And you got to be on the lookout for someone who needs deliverance that you can, watch this, give freedom to. I'm done. Prayer and praise will move heaven and earth. Prayer and praise will move heaven and earth. I'm done. Prayer will empower us. Praise will enliven us. Prayer, watch this, will bring God to us. Praise brings us up to God. Okay. Prayer will keep you in this life.
Yeah.
Praise will keep you in the afterlife. I wish I had some help.
Come on,
prayer. Prayer will show us the lily in the valley, but praise will bring us before the bright
come on,
the morning star. I wish I had a little help. Prayer will keep us going. But praise will carry us through.
Yes.
You see, prayer will stop a storm, and prayer will bring a rainbow, and prayer will reach up to the throne, but praise brings the throne down to us. You see, prayer is talking to the power, but praise, oh my God, is encountering the power. Prayer is communication in time, and praise is transportation beyond time. I wish I had some help. Prayer is mitigation, but praise is liberation. I wish I had some help. Do I have any praisers in the room that knows that a little bit of prayer and a little bit of praise will set you free? A little bit of prayer and a little bit of praise will set your neighbor free. Because see, if I pray for you and you pray for me, God will change some things. Don't pray on me, pray for me. Because see, I believe that one of these old days, my soul will be liberated to praise God forever and ever and ever. What happens at midnight? What happens at midnight? What happens? Some of you all may be going through, may have been through, maybe on the edge of going through. It's okay to get to midnight. It's okay to get to midnight. Because David said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I don't know how long your night or midnight situation lasts, but joy comes in the morning. I'm through, Ebenezer, I'm through. Joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. The door of the church is open. The door of the church is open. You can come now by letter, Christian experience, or a candidate for baptism. The door of the church is open. We recognize that you may have a church home. Those of you watching online, you may decide you want to become a virtual member. Guess what? We love that too. You can simply send an email to what you see on your screen. It should say, join us at EMBC Chicago. Send us your information. We will handle everything online for you. Join us at EMBCChicago.org. Please, you can do that. For those of you in the room, the door of the church is open. Do me a favor. Everybody stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. I'm going to make it easy for some folks. They don't want to be seen getting up. Come on, stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. We almost done. It's 12:10. Y'all ought to be excited. It's 12:10. Y'all ought to clap just because it's 12:10. Amen. Amen. Watch this. This might be your opportunity. Do me a favor. All eyes closed. All eyes closed. All eyes closed. Don't be looking around to see who's coming and who ain't. Worry about you, but just pray that God would release some folks. Some folks who might be doubting. Some folks who might still not be sure. Watch this. It ain't going to be perfect.
Right on.
But God will help you protect you. The door of the church is open. The door of the church is open.
He keeps right on
come now.
Doing great things for me.
Come on, don't let it be dead too late. Come on, come on, come on. The door is open. Pray, church.
Doing great
things
for me. For me. Well, he keeps right on doing great things for me.
The door is open. You can come now.
Doing great things for me.
There's an opportunity.
Well, he keeps right on doing great things for me.
I'd rather have him and not need him than to need him and not have him. This is an opportunity. You may have your seat. You may have your seat. You may have your seat. The door is always open. It's always
right on, 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 right on. Doing great things for me.
Yeah.
Hey. Doing great things for me.
Amen.
He keeps doing great things for me.
One more time, the announcement for the services for Betty B. Smith. That's going to be at Lincoln Cemetery. 12,300 Kedzie Avenue, Blue Island. That's Wednesday, August 17th. Wednesday, August 17th at 12:45 at Lincoln Cemetery. Meet the hearse at 12:45 at the main gate. The services start promptly at 1 p.m. from 1 to 2. And then the repast will follow immediately after at 3 p.m. at Maggiano's on Clark Street. Again, Wednesday, August 17th. Let us stand for the benediction.
him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To our only wise God, our Savior, be majesty, dominion, and power now and forever. Every heart said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Go in peace. Amen. Just a reminder real quick, if you want to bless our musicians, Susan and Stanley, if you're able to do that, come see them, put a little something in their hand for some lunch while they're down there in Atlanta for a few days, if you have an opportunity. If you already done so, thank you.
You ain't go to work, man. You know, they come out rehearsing after Sundays, man. Come out rehearsing on Sundays. After.
Oh, got something new.
Thank you again, Mr. Orlando. Thank you.